Welcome to episode 14 of WDKS. Here are your headlines. Tasty Tears, Rage Room, White Dream, Pothole Praise, Amphibian Antics. And in the second half, your weird dreams.
All right, welcome to another episode of WDKS. We don't know shit. The only podcast that sees today two people bringing you five of the web's most fucked up news stories. I'm your host, Kyle Weeks, joined as always, maybe, by my wife, River Weeks. And
hi.
Also joined not by Reed Qualls. He is out of towner.
He pooped out a baby.
Well, she pooped out a baby, but he was there.
I'd like to think he pooped it out just because it's
he
fun.
Probably did poop when he saw how cute it was. He's so cute.
Anyway, so cute.
He'll be back as of right now in a couple of weeks, and he's going to talk all about Cute Little Baby Town because we can't let him off the hook. He's got to talk about Cute Little Baby.
Cute Little Baby is a must topic because obviously everyone wants to talk about cute little babies.
Hell yeah. But anyway, River's bigger the news this week. So I really, really hope that you can just, you got to top me from last week because I feel like last week was so good, boy. Okay, let's get right into it because we got a lot of good things lined up today. Go!
Okie dokie, let's get started. Imagine this, if you will, Kyle. You're visiting a loved one's grave when the wind begins to pick up. Some dirt was kicked up by the wind and gets in your fucking eyes. Damn. But not that big of a deal. After some time has passed, you're beginning to notice the pain isn't subsiding. This seemingly mundane occurrence is a story of Miss He, a 28-year-old Taiwanese woman. I'm sure you're wanting to hear the rest of the story, so here it is. As the pain increased, Miss He's eyes began to swell. So, she went to the local hospital in southern Taiwan. Any guesses as to what happened to her eyeballs?
She lost them.
I mean, why? Not what ended up happening. Why her eyes are fucked up.
The spirit of a long-lost dead relative that she was visiting was very mad because of the way that this Miss He cooked dinner the previous night. So they came back from the grave and went like blood sport on her and just like tossed some sand in her eyes and then were just like beating her up like a ghost beat. Down.
Ghost beat? Oh my god.
It was a ghost beat. The ghost was like, hee hee, smack, 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 like a ghost. You
I
know?
Hope the ghost wasn't Michael Jackson.
Well, I'm just saying ghost beat, you know, beat it. Michael Jackson, just, you know, it was a topical joke. But that's what I think happened. That's my sincere what I think happened.
You're absolutely right.
Oh my god, I'm right.
No, you're not right.
Oh,
you're
it.
Wrong. Fuyin University Hospital pulled four 4-millimeter insects out of her eyeballs.
What the fuck?
By their legs, and they were sweat bees.
Sweat bees?
Yeah, you know those little things that be trying to slurp up your face juices when you're outside sweating?
I thought those were just bumblebees.
No, those little tiny bees that are like really annoying, and they'll like get in your face when you're sweating.
Do I look like a botanist?
They want to drink juices, baby. They want
to. I think I said, do I look like a botanist? I think botanists study plants.
Well, you're not that either. So.
I'm not that either, so I guess I was still right. But okay, so she had four little bees in her eye, and how did they get there? Because that seems kind of not where they're supposed to be.
When the wind picked up, the dirt. It just happened to blow them into her eyeballs because
the fuck?
They typically are not attack type bees, so they accidentally ended up there.
And then they just lived there?
Yeah, they were alive when they pulled them
out. Feeding on her eyeball juices.
Sucking it up. So
I'm sorry, Queen Jess. This is just gonna be a bad one for you.
So the insects are attracted to sweat. And can also drink tears, which are rich in protein, and that's pretty fucking metal.
That is pretty fucking metal. Wait, so were they living on her sweat or her? You gotta stop
living
making all
on
the
her
mouth
sweat.
Noises.
I'm sorry.
So many mouth noises.
I just can't.
We've gotten complaints already about the amount of mouth noises in our episodes.
I'm sorry. Like, anytime I think of drinking sweat and tears, I just think of that sound that I'm not gonna make. Sorry, listeners. I won't make any more sounds. I will control myself, but it's so hard. I just want to do a little slurpy slurp.
You know, if you subscribe to our Patreon, we'll send you bonus episodes of just her making mouth noises for 5 minutes straight. Just mouth noise after mouth
But you
noise.
Have to sign an agreement that you're not going to jack off to it.
I guess that's off the table. Because even I can't sign that agreement. anyway, so do they? So they were they feeding on her sweat or her tears?
It is unconfirmed what they were doing, but I'm sure at the time they were enjoying her eyeball juices because they were in her
Which
eye alive. Yes. Having four bees in your eyes sounds pretty revolting, but Dr. Hong said the situation could have been much worse. Quote, she was wearing contact lenses, so she didn't dare rub her eyes in case she broke her lenses. If she would have, she would have induced the bees to produce a venom and she could have gone blind.
That's metal, dude.
But she's not blind. She's fine. But there is video linked in the show notes where you can see the video of the little dudes in her eye and the removal. Ugh. I watched it.
I have not watched it, but I'll probably have to watch it over the break. But yeah, we'll put that. I mean, that's going to be with all the other news stories you can find in the show notes there. Check. Shout out to the show notes, dude. Whoever does those show notes is like really awesome.
You.
Oh,
you do them.
They're formatted really nice. Everything's really hyperlinked. You can just find everything there from the stories we cover every week to, you know.
Okay, quit stroking promos. Your own dick.
Patreon, Twitter, Instagram. It's all so great.
Okay, whatever, Kyle.
Great job that guy does.
From mad bees to mad people.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of rage rooms, my love?
Is that where, am I supposed to answer or are you like going to tell me?
I mean, you could answer.
I didn't know if it was like one of those situations where it was like, you're supposed to say no.
I paused for you to answer.
Is that where like in colleges, if you get really mad, you can like go into that room and just like break stuff? Well,
no.
Maybe not colleges specifically, but like you can go pay someone. You could pay someone to go in this room and like beat with a bat, like TV.
Beat people.
Beat off.
When you're really mad and you just want to beat off.
I'm so fucking mad. I'm not mad anymore.
And the whole room smells like farts and cum.
Are you talking about our apartment now? Anyway, what are they then?
Well, I'll tell you a little bit about them. Scene, underground room, Jordan, various old TVs, a car windshield, sledgehammers. Enter, you, decked out in protective gear, face shield, looking like a true badass. This is your opportunity to pay about $20 and get your rage out. Pick up that sledgehammer and fuck shit up. We're stealing them. You can't stop stealing. These rooms are popping up all over the world, and they encourage people to do what many of us wish we could do on a daily basis. Go absolutely apeshit and let out all of our primal anger you've been holding back.
That's metal.
So, Kyle, does this sound like something you're into?
Yeah. I mean, I would love to do that.
Well,
only
good
if
news.
I can. Go ahead.
There are a few near us. One in Chicago, Illinois, and another one in Madison Heights, Michigan.
I know where Madison Heights is.
I thought you might.
Never heard of Chicago.
Yeah, me neither.
Every time, a side note before we get back to that, every time someone says Chicago, Illinois, and there's got to be somebody else, because I know you're not going to get this, but there's got to be somebody else out there that listens to the podcast that knows this, and it's going to be the same for them. And every time they say, like someone says Chicago, Illinois to them, in their head, they're instantly going to go, Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652. And I just did it for probably at least two people that listen to the podcast. I know it means nothing to you.
Nothing. I thought you were going to say you want to say it like Chicago, which is what I always want to do.
No, I always just think of the Scruff McGruff dog from like the late 90s, early 2000s. That was like, I don't know, it was like a public service announcement commercial series.
I don't know.
And he was like a detective dog. And
I remember the detective dog, but I don't remember the song.
At the end, it would just always be like, if you want to know more about blah, 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 then write to Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652. So I think every time, like, that's a good marketing, because every time now, even at 30.
Yeah, that's crazy as hell.
Yeah.
You're not 30 yet.
51 days. Even at 30, I have a countdown app on my phone that I downloaded just to track exactly how many days till I turn 30. But we'll get back on track here. How much is it in America? Because you said Jordan.
I think it's still about it's $17 in Jordan, and I'm thinking it's probably like around $20.
That's
in
cheap.
The States as well.
Do you got to provide your own
sledgehammer? No.
Or like things to destroy?
No. Actually, most places take donations of old TVs. So rather than like taking them to like a Goodwill, where obviously no one's going to buy an old tube TV,
well, someone might.
You donate them to them, and then you allow people to fuck them up and destroy them.
Terrible for the environment, terrible for your lungs, terrible all around, except for getting your anger out.
Well, you wear protective gear. You literally wear like a hazmat type suit.
Well, no, there's gases in the tube of the tube television. That's why they call them tubes.
Gas.
They're poison. Same reason that it's really bad for you to like break fluorescent light bulbs.
I don't think it's enough to really do damage.
Over time, it can cause cancer.
Well, yeah, over time. But how often are you going to these rage rooms?
I mean, it can sit in your lungs for 20 years and cause cancer.
Okay, you fucking buzzkill. Jeez.
No, I want to do it. I'm just saying. All I'm saying is...
All I'm saying is that it's not fun anymore because you're going to die.
No. All I'm saying is they should find something better to break. Something that doesn't contain stuff like
that.
Well,
they have also like plates...
Yeah,
cups,
like plates, windows,
windshields,
car doors, those are great.
Yeah.
I don't want to smash TVs, though, because they literally recycle those.
There was a photo.
They safely dispose of those to recycle and improve the carbon health of the planet.
Okay, Kyle. Get off your fucking soapbox.
I don't have a soapbox. I stink.
Dirty little Kyle. All righty, righty, righty. You ready to move on?
Yeah.
Let's move on to what these people are likely doing after this experience. Sleeping.
Okay.
This one really seriously blew my mind. Like, you're going to be like, what the fuck? What the fuck? I've always been so intrigued by dreams and why they happen, which is exactly what this next story is about. So let's get right into it.
Is this related to the second half stuff?
It is.
Ooh,
a little bit.
Okay.
That's the tie-in. It's got a little bit of a relation. I don't know why I struggled so hard with that. Okay. For more than a century, the question has been asked, why do we dream? Scientists still haven't answered this question, but we do have some new information. Kyle?
Huh.
Have you ever woken up from a dream immediately drawing a blank as to what you were dreaming about? It's a weird feeling, right? But it's about to get weirder.
I just became a Minecraft villager.
New research collected shows that in those moments where you think you just had a dream, you weren't dreaming at all. Sleep researchers refer to this vague sensation as a white dream, which could also mean other things.
No, those are wet dreams.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you got a little wires crossed there. I get it.
And its true nature is a scientific mystery. Sometimes they are explained as a case of simply forgetting what's being dreamed, but some researchers now believe that something much stranger is going on. Rather than reflecting a memory deficit, white dreams might represent a boundary between sleep states, consisting of basic form of consciousness without detailed sensational content. So, for a large part of the night, we're really dreaming of nothing. I'm going to read that again because that hit me hard when I read it. I was like, what the fuck?
Really?
So, for a large part of the night, we are really dreaming of nothing. That's fucking crazy.
I knew that.
Get the fuck out of here. This is new research.
No, I didn't know that. But like I've heard for years that like when you have a dream that you think lasts all night, your dreams only last at, that's totally different.
That's completely different. Obviously, that's true. But I'm saying this.
But
is,
like, it's but the
this is saying you're the process of sleeping where you think that you've just woken up from a dream, like those moments where you're like, oh man, I just had a dream, but I can't remember what it was, but I know I was dreaming, that you actually weren't dreaming at all. Period. The end. It's not a short dream. It's you feel like you've been dreaming, but you weren't.
It's fucking crazy, dude.
You're like, I knew that. No, you fucking didn't. Get out of here, boy.
I just think you're not listening to
get out of here with that, boy.
But, you know, it's fine.
It's a different thing.
Well, I'm not going to argue.
You want to start a fight?
No.
You
want
to fucking fight, dude? You want to see me fucking go off, dude?
No, but I mean, that's crazy. I mean, to think that, like, because
I really thought you would be more mind blown about this.
No, I mean, that's crazy to think that, like, because I just had that happen the other day when I was sleeping, and then I was like 2 minutes before my alarm went off, I woke up and I was like,
yeah,
fuck, I was just in the middle of a dream. Like, what was it? And to think that, like, I probably wasn't, like, that dream probably happened, like, way 4 hours ago. And then all of a sudden you just, like, click to, like, now.
Well, and I don't even know that that's the case, that you're remembering a dream that happened earlier in the night.
They're just saying that it's flashes between consciousness. Kind of like if you go through, you're, like, crossing a threshold, and, like, while you're crossing a threshold, like, some shit happens in your mind.
It's just a sensation. You're having a sensation as if you've been dreaming, but you're not dreaming at all, which is just... so bizarre.
Now I get what you're saying, because I was understanding it differently.
No, it's that you're having a sensation that you were just dreaming, but the reason that you can't remember it isn't because you forgot it. In some cases, it is that. But in other cases, the case is that you weren't dreaming at all, which is fucking weird.
That's fucking nuts.
Because that's like a whole, I don't know, it just seems like a whole side of reality that... I don't know. It's just so fucking weird. Like, in your
reality, it is. No, it is.
In your reality, you were dreaming, but in your unconscious reality, you were not.
That's fucking weird.
Right? That's fucking weird.
The more you talk about it now, the more I'm getting behind, like, how fucking crazy that is.
Yeah, I know. It's fucking, I was like, what? I've always been super interested in dreams. I have, like, a thick ass book of dream interpretations, which is probably all bullshit, but I still find it interesting. So this story really stood out to me. And I also liked that they're called white dreams.
I'm dreaming of some white dreams.
That just made me think of cum, white dreams.
I know. I'm so
sorry, mouth noise. So I don't have a segue for this next one. So we're just going to jump right in. It's a pretty short one, but I was like, holy fuck. We're getting lots of holy fucks and shits and damn what the hell's in this one.
In this story particularly?
In this episode.
Episode? Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh,
no,
uh-huh.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with that.
One Nebraska man is pretty thankful for something that can be pretty damn annoying in everyday life. Potholes.
Okay.
Here's the story. An ambulance from the town of Gretna, outside of Omaha, was en route to Lakeside Hospital. They transported a patient with a high heart rate, the beginning of a heart attack, to the hospital in Omaha. Then they hit a pothole and his heart rate went back to normal. So, short and sweet, a pothole saved this man's life. Pretty damn cool.
First thing, if having just a high heart rate is like a predeterminator of a heart attack, my God, somebody better have 911 on speed dial every time we have sex. Because
Kyle's like, oh, shit.
Right when we're done, I'm like, oh, shit. Thanks. Thanks for that, babe. Oh, my God. I need a donut. Oh.
Stick my dick in a donut and call me old fart.
Feel my heart beating out of my chest at 100 miles and I'm like,
I can, and I was like, oh, sometimes yeah. I feel like I can hear it behind me and it's in rhythm with your fucking thrusts.
The good times. Good times is sex time.
What the fuck?
Anyway, also, like, what do you think the conversation was after that? Like, they hit the pothole and the guy went, I'm good. Thanks. So let me off here. You can only bill me for about half this ride, right? Because we've only gone half the distance. So, no, you're going to bill me for the whole thing? Okay, well, you'll see my lawyer. I'm out.
I'm sure they probably took him to the hospital anyways to make sure he was stable. But I'm sure all of the, why can't I think of the people that are in the ambulance?
EMTs?
Yes.
Shout out to EMTs. We always think of you.
Even though I couldn't even think what your job description is. All the EMTs probably locked eyes and were like, I guess we'll just stop what we're doing.
I like to think that they went that route. That they were like, as soon as it happened, he just was like, I'm good. And they were like, all right, sweet, bye.
They like, opened the back door and they just walk like, home, motherfucker.
Turn the sirens off, pull over and goes, get out of the car. We're going to get some ice cream because they think we're on the way to the hospital. So we're going to get some ice cream. See you in about never because you're fine now. Get out of the fucking vehicle.
So next time you have the sensation, just go drive down the shittiest street with the most potholes and you'll be fine.
I can't get over it. I can't get over just picturing me like right after we get done having sex and it's just like, I'm going to go drive some potholes.
Well, and then what if you hit that one pothole and it made your heart rate go back to normal and then you hit another one and then you fucking died? That would be some twisted ass
you hit the second one and you go, oh, my arm hurts all of a sudden. Oh, shit. Oh. And you just die.
You did. All right, we're going to jump right into the next story. Authorities say customer at an Ohio restaurant pulled out a turquoise iguana from under his shirt, swung it around, and threw it at the manager.
What the fucking shit?
Yeah.
Florida. Was this in Florida?
No, Ohio. Ohio restaurant.
Boy, fuck you, Ohio. It would be something you'd do.
So I said that pretty fast, so I'll go ahead and repeat it. Authorities say a customer at an Ohio restaurant pulled out a turquoise iguana from under his shirt, swung it around, and threw it right at the manager. The Madison man walked into a Perkins restaurant in Plainsville, about 30 miles east of Cleveland, on Tuesday. He laid down in a booth, threw a menu at a waitress, and then threw the lizard at the manager who tried to talk to him. Authorities did not say what provoked this attack. Records show that his bond has been set for $10,000 for the 49-year-old Arnold Teeter. He's been charged with animal cruelty, which, yeah, fuck you for that one, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest. It's unclear whether he has a lawyer. Police say the iguana's name is Cooper, or no, sorry, his name is Copper. Has a fractured leg, so we send the poor little guy well wishes.
Yeah, we definitely send him well wishes. Hope you get better, little buddy. And also,
Copper Cooper.
You know how every Sunday we go to Cracker Barrel for breakfast?
CB!
And we see the Perkins on the way to Cracker Barrel that we have here in town.
There's a bunch of fucking old people there.
We always look at the Perkins, and I almost every week I go, you know, who the fuck goes to Perkins? Like, aside from their bakery, they're like their shit. Like, I've had their food. It's not good.
People
who throw iguanas, like Indiana Jones throws a whip. Like,
whipped it around. I feel bad for this iguana. Don't get me wrong. Animal cruelty is not funny, but this is like some cartoon shit right here.
Oh, it's fucking crazy.
He fucking whipped this iguana out from under his shirt like, really, bitch? Whipped it around and just...
The craziest part is you never even said why.
No, he's just fucking, he came like into he Perkins mad decided. With his iguana copper. He's immediately pissed.
He walks and goes, fuck this Perkins, dude. Fuck, why am I fucking here? Well, you could leave. No, fuck this Perkins, man. Fuck, you know what the fuck? I'm going to give my fucking copper out. You ready for this copper? This is what I bred you for, dog.
I wonder, dog iguana. I wonder if they saw it coming or if it was like a total shock that he just whipped this fucking iguana out. Like it was, because not on top of the fact that you're shocked that there's a fucking live iguana in your restaurant, he's fucking swinging that bitch around and aiming it right at you.
Oh my God.
I would fully believe that I was dreaming that some shit was, I would not be able to process that situation.
He's not the hero that Perkins needs, but he's the hero that Perkins deserves. Fuck Perkins.
Oh shit. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So if you've got a lot of charges against him.
If you've been in a Perkins in the last 6 months, write us an email about your experience at wdkspod@gmail.com. I want to know if those places actually still function.
Tell me about all the iguanas that you saw.
If you've
flying.
Seen some crazy shit in a Perkins, just write us that email.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking wild. So that guy is a piece of shit. Fuck you, Arnold Teeter.
Teeter.
I hope that you go to jail for being mean to your cute little iguana.
I swear to God, if you collect $200, I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
You can't. I won't allow it. especially since he already owes $10,000 for his bond.
Don't even pass go. Don't do it. All right.
That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
All right. Well, by the power vested in me and the inspiration pineapple, I say we're going to go to break. Enjoy this promo.
In 5, 4, 3.
Hey, everybody. This is Danielle.
And this is Daniel.
And I'm Carla. And we are Hoosier Homicide,
a true crime podcast by Hoosiers for Hoosiers or for anyone that doesn't know what a Hoosier is.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't know what a Hoosier is. Do you?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I do.
Great. We don't need to look anything up.
Go to Wikipedia and type in Alabama Hot Pocket.
No, don't do that.
And that'll tell you what a Hoosier is.
Just come listen to us. You'll find out.
Anyway, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is @HoosierHomicide. You can also download any episode you prefer off of Stitcher, Podbean, iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify.
We tell true crime stories with some random connection to our home state of Indiana. So come listen.
That's what she said.
For the love of God.
And for honest to goodness,
stay out of the corn.
Pretty good.
All right, how was that promo? Was that a great promo?
It was fucking great.
Oh, it's fucking awesome. So we're back from the promo. We're in the second half. So what we're going to do is we're going to play a fun little game that River has set up for us. I don't know what it is.
It's not a game.
It's a list. Oh, I misunderstood. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do that. And then we got some cool shit, some cool new shit coming for you at the end. So stay tuned for that. But without further ado, let's just get right in it.
All right. I have a BuzzFeed article from 2015.
Oh, God.
17 hilariously weird dreams that keep you up at night.
Okay.
So we're just going to go through these, and some of them are actually pretty funny. I'm not a huge BuzzFeed. I'm not a huge BuzzFeed fan, but I will admit that this list can be pretty funny.
Well, let's get on it.
I had a dream in which I spent a steamy evening with E.T. and he pleasured me.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
E.T. phone home.
More like E.T. comes hard.
Shit.
Oh, more like E.T. gets domed. There you go. That's what I was thinking about. I was trying to think like, what rhymes with phone home? Let's get domed. There you go.
She gonna suck on that finger.
It's going to light up all over her face.
I dreamt about people who had waffles for heads and someone took a giant bite out of the top of one of them. So he died and they had a funeral for him. I woke up crying. That's pretty fucking hilarious. I feel like you'll like this one, Kyle. Kit Harington came over to me under Big Ben, put 3 balls of moss on me and said, "Reading is everywhere," as a rainbow formed over his head.
That's a lot to unpack there. The first of which being, I have no idea who that person is.
I don't either, but there it's illustrated.
Oh, is that, that looks like the guy that plays Jon Snow. There's a listener out there that's like, fuck yeah, of course it is this guy.
Kit Harington, I don't know who that is. Wow.
But that's fucking hilarious. Reading is everywhere. That reminds me, I just want to have a good dream about reading Rainbow. That would just make my life.
Well, and that's what it made me think of is, yeah, exactly, reading Rainbow.
Like, my ideal dream would be in reference to that. It would be like, my ideal dream would be like if I was having a nice date with LeVar Burton while the theme song of Reading Rainbow is just playing in my head. Not new Reading Rainbow, because I don't like what he's doing with it now. I think it's kind of shitty. But old Reading Rainbow, when it was good.
Can you sing me the theme song?
Reading Rainbow, butterflies in the sky, nobody can deny. Take a look, it's in a book. Reading Rainbow, I can see anything. I don't know the rest of
it. I can do anything. Just okay.
Tweet me the words, because I forgot.
All the words.
All of them. Just give me a tweet thread of all the words.
Okay, moving on to the next one. At a scary red restaurant where they made kids sit on the floor, giant macaroni noodles came out of the ground and started eating people. We escaped, though.
Giant macaroni noodles?
That's fucking scary.
How did they eat people? Did they just like, jump on them and just like...
I like to think they like were kind of teetering back and forth on their noodle ends, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like as they're going back and forth, they're just like eating people from both ends.
Like a slinky? Like a death slinky?
Yes, a death slinky. Exactly.
Like a death slinky. I bet George W. Bush wouldn't be too happy about that slinky coming down the road.
Death slinky.
Unless I'm remembering my memes wrong. I think he got pretty excited about a slinky once. If not, sorry, 43. Wait, that'd be 42.
Okay. We're going to go 42. Ahead and move on.
Could be 42. Wait, would that be 40? No,
okay,
be 42.
I once dreamt a sloth was doing my nails and kept telling me that I should invest in the stock market.
Hell yeah. Always take investment advice from a sloth.
I really like this one. I was running away from the scary guy in the movie Scream, and he finally caught up to me and shoved my face in a bucket of spaghetti.
Hell yeah, dude. Happy ending.
No, that would honestly be terrifying. Drowning in spaghetti, like my least favorite Italian dish.
Oh, she died? She drowned in spaghetti? Oh, well.
I think
at least I'm assuming
doing,
it's a girl, but I don't know. Maybe it's not.
He was doing it very maliciously. She wouldn't have been running from him if he was just trying to feed her spaghetti, I don't think.
That's true.
Malicious spaghetti assault.
What if he sounded like Mario? It's a me, Scream guy. Eat your spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
She's like, no.
Do you want to play a game with spaghetti? I was running through a maze and all of a sudden Kermit the Frog jumped out with a knife. I kept running until Dustin Hoffman rose from the ground and shot Kermit.
That reminds me, it's so fucking funny to think about one, but that reminds me of that fucking video that we saw where it was Kermit and he had a gun. And the guy guy was like, put the gun away. Kermit goes, no, let me in.
Yeah, that was a pretty fucking funny video. Away. Sasquatch dressed in drag riding a motorcycle around a small rectangular room full of mob dudes.
I love that it just says mob dudes. What kind of guys would that be? Would that just be a bunch of overweight guys with
going,
slicked hair?
Hey,
hey. Hey, Vinny, get over here, man. I don't know. I don't have a good Italian accent.
Give me the spicy meatball. Oh, God.
I'll give you the meatball.
George Bush was showing me how to take pictures of cats. He kept writing plays on a whiteboard like a football coach, showing a plan of action to capture the presidential cats as they lay multicolored eggs all over the place. What the fuck?
Shock and awe? More like stock and pause.
Oh, it's so cute. Dinosaurs overtaking my city. Peter Pan and I had to hunt down and fight the reigning T-Rex to restore balance to Earth. Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. That one was honestly really fucking cool.
Yeah, that is really
fucking
cool. I just
picture like Peter Pan and you just like run around slicing up. There you go, right there. Peter Pan with a gun.
We will link this BuzzFeed article because they include illustrations of the dreams, which are pretty great.
Oh, I love that you're just telling me this now after all the fantastically funny dreams we just talked about.
This is an audio podcast, so...
Yeah, but at least I could have seen the illustrations.
True that. I came back home from my elementary where everyone became aliens. I saw my dad and told him what happened. He responded, I'm not your dad, and pointed at a nail sticking out of his head, which was proof of being an alien. That's all you have to do to become an alien is fucking put a nail in your head.
And then that guy from the History Channel walks around the corner and goes, aliens.
Aliens. Oh, shit. A badger dressed as a musketeer on his adventure to steal a magical spice rack from a zeppelin. That's a dream.
What did he do, though?
That's all it says.
Oh, all right.
I had a dream that my parents had been abducted by a cult that was led by the Undertaker from WWE.
Dude.
I managed to beat him up with a coconut I had hidden in my cult robe.
Nice.
I had a dream I was stranded in the middle of the ocean in a small boat with Pinocchio, and all we had to eat was Fruit Loops.
And then when I got real lonely, I just made Pinocchio lie a lot.
For whatever reason, this dream terrified me, so I still remember it years and years later.
No, it terrified you because you didn't have any lube for Pinocchio when he lied a lot.
Kyle's like, oh, did you hear that joke? It was really funny.
No, I know you heard it because you snickered like it was dumb, because it is dumb.
Teehee. Teehee. I like to teehee with Kyle. Teehee. Being chased by a velociraptor in a tutu and a football helmet through a grocery store, all while I had to balance a teacup on my head.
Otherwise known as Jurassic World 3.
And that concludes the dream list.
That was a funny list. Those were some funny fucking dreams. What's the funniest dream you've had, personally?
Oh, shit. My dreams are normally, like, very mundane or horrifying.
Yeah, sometimes you'll text me, like, I had a dream that you sliced me in half and then ate all my body parts. And I'm like, oh, good morning. How are you? Love you. Want to get that clear. Love you lots. Not going to
do
that.
Love you. That's not going to happen.
That's not my secret plan or anything.
I'm trying to think. I guess if I were going to tell you guys a dream, it would be something probably horrifying. Because I typically don't have funny dreams, but I can't remember the last dream.
You've told me a couple mundane ones before. You've told me before, like, I had a dream that, like, we went to the store and then we came back and everything was nice. And I was like, oh, that was, like, yesterday. But okay.
River, that was real life. Oh, shit. I once had a dream that I gave birth to a baby with two heads.
Oh, I remember you telling me about that one.
Yeah, that was actually really scary. It was like I had a dream that I was in, like, an alley. And in the dream, I don't remember giving birth, but I remember walking into this, like, really dingy, creepy bathroom through this alleyway, and there was a baby on, like, the changing table, and it had two heads, and I just knew it was mine. Isn't that fucking weird?
It is really fucking weird. And I gotta say, if that ever happened to us in real life, adoption is a wonderful thing. Two heads, that's one more head than I want to deal with.
Yeah, and that dream happened years and years and years ago, so that's one that stuck with me.
That's crazy.
How about you, baby?
Honestly, I know I've had some weird dreams, and I don't remember telling you about them. Like, I remember telling you about them, but I don't remember what they were.
Probably because you didn't have a dream at all.
Yeah, I don't remember. I know I've told you about some weird dreams, but I don't remember what they were. And I don't have an. Oh, no, I do have one that stuck with me for years. I know I had it, like, 4 years ago, I think.
Tell me all
about it. And
it's
the only one that I think about, like, every now and then. I think about this dream.
Have you told me about this dream?
Yes. And you know, as soon as I start telling you about it, you'll know. So the dream is like it's after a zombie apocalypse. It's like a little while after a zombie apocalypse, to the point where, like, they have walled cities and, like, there's zombies
right.
roaming around outside.
There's, like, infrastructure
and,
surrounding.
Yeah, there's basic infrastructure
zombies.
So people are safe and, like,
right.
life can a little bit come back to normal. And I remember that people, and even though there was a zombie apocalypse, that really honestly has nothing to do with the dream, because I remember people were chasing me through a big, like, outdoor bazaar, like, with a B-A-Z-Z-A-R, like a bazaar.
Where they sell crafts.
Where they sell stuff, yeah, like shops and stuff outdoors.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And people were chasing me through it, and I remember I ducked into a house, like, right off of
people
an alleyway.
Or zombies?
No, people okay. were chasing me. That's why I say the zombie part, like, for some reason, that's my dream, like, in my dream that
that's
I knew
just
at,
the scene.
But it's just, like, setting the stage.
Okay.
And then I remember ducking into a house, and in that house was Betty White.
I don't think you told me about
this
dream.
I told you
about this
because I love Betty White. I love Betty White.
That's fucking crazy.
I know
crazy.
I told you about this, and this was years ago, and I think about it every now and then. But in there was Betty White, and Betty White was my friend. Like, not
Damn.
My mom, not anything. She was my
okay,
friend.
Okay, this part's ringing a bell that you
right?
had a
and then
friend,
we
Betty
hung
White.
Out. We just hung out. And I was like, Betty White, there's people chasing me. And she goes, no, it's fine. She goes, no, it's fine. Just hang out here. And
she's like, chill
like,
out.
We hung out and, like, we played, like, the piano.
That's really going to keep your location hidden, playing
but
fucking
never,
piano.
But they didn't find me.
That's
and,
crazy as fuck.
I don't know. Like, after that, I woke up shortly after that. But I remember I woke up, like, happy because I was like, oh, I was hanging out with Betty White. And then I was like, I don't know Betty White. That was a dream.
Maybe you do know
And
her.
I got a little sad because I don't know Betty White. I wanted to know Betty White.
I used to have a lot of zombie dreams when I was, like, a teenager. I've always been, like, obsessed with zombie movies and stuff, as you know.
Yeah.
The audience probably doesn't know that. But I love zombie, I'll read some like manga, zombie manga, watch some zombie anime. I love like
that one
World War Z and shit. I love all that shit.
That one that we watched, that we started to watch, I don't know, years ago. It was probably 5 years ago now. It was like High School of the Dead or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that one.
I don't remember much about that one other than the titties, but the titties were cool.
Oh, yeah. All those anime tits.
It's weird because they're supposed to be high schoolers, but like clearly sexualized.
Well, I mean, that's anime in a nutshell. Anyway. Underage sexualization. Anime.
Anyway, we want to know your craziest dreams. If you've had a crazy dream or just any dream in general, send us an email at wdkspod@gmail.com. If we get enough cool ones, we'll read some on the show.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, send us that email. Tell us about a crazy dream. We'll leave it anonymous. We're not going to give out like your name or your email address or anything.
Unless you want us to.
I mean, yeah, unless you specifically say, I want to be a famous podcast star. And then I'll just tell you to fuck off because we're not famous podcast stars. All right. I think that's it for the second half, right?
Uh-huh. That's all you got? Uh-huh. Yep.
All right. So we're going to do our social media real quick. We're going to close this bitch out. First off, we'll start with the podcast. If you want to follow the podcast on social media, you can hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at WDKSPod. I'm active on those sites. You can just go there. Do stuff. You can find a lot of links. I try and talk to a lot of people on there. I try to respond to everybody. And if you want to help support the show, you can check out our promos that we feature in this episode. You can support them and they support us and we support all each other, yada yada. Check out the promos. You can also, if you want to support us financially, help us out there, you can go to patreon.com/wdks. Check out those tiers. You get a special shout out at the end of every single episode, so be sure that you stick around for after the outro music to hear us give our new shout outs and shit.
Hell yeah, boy. Moving on up.
Yeah. You know, we're really, really thankful to everybody. Well, we'll talk more about that in the Patreon's portion. But yeah, we're really thankful for everybody that's helping us out. So with that, River, where can people find you on the internet?
Okay, everybody can find me on Twitter and Untapped at MaintainJane. If you want to know what I'm drinking over the weekend, follow me on Untapped. If you want to know my random thoughts and stupid things I do around town, follow me on Twitter at MaintainJane.
Hell yeah. If you want to find me on the internet, you can find me at Twitter, Discord, and Mixer at Dark Matter Cook. Yes, that's right, Mixer. I'm going to try for the millionth time to start streaming again on a regular basis. So yeah, be sure to follow me on those three places, and you can see me be very bad at video games, but it's a fun time. I think I'm funny. No one else thinks I'm funny, but I'm funny.
I think you're funny, BB.
So anyway, hope you enjoyed today's episode. It was a very great episode. Studio Cat Jr. is just laying in the litter box now. Anyway, we'll see you guys next week. Happy Monday. Have a great week. Hope your Easter was lit. We're going to go smoke cigarettes and get in fights. See you later, motherfuckers. Alright, we've come to the special Patreon reward section of every single episode. If you want to be getting a shout out on this portion of the episode, this is weird.
If you want to be getting
a shout out at this portion of the episode, man, be sure to become a patron. Any of the tiers, even the $1 tier gets you a shout out. You want to help us buy beer, help us be crazy fun, help support the podcast. Even the $1 tier gets you a shout out, but there's more rewards the higher up you go. They're not expensive. Our most expensive tier at the moment is $5, just $5. But you get a lot of cool stuff, handwritten notes.
Leave it in. That's just for you, Patreon subscribers.
yeah, just for you. We'll leave that for you. Handwritten notes, all that kind of good stuff. So yeah. River, I'm going to hand it over to you for the shout out.
All right. We're moving on up with one single patron that we're so fucking thankful for.
Woo!
Raymond Morse, you are the shit. Thank you so much for contributing to our podcast, our little operation here. And hopefully you will inspire more people to support our podcast. Thank you.